This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on this Wednesday morning. It's going to be a wet Wednesday morning, but don't worry about it. We'll keep you occupied for the next 4 hours. John Johnson in for Al Morgani. Al had Flyers duties last night alongside Rhea Hughes.
Good morning, Rhea.
Ava Graham is here. Joe Wechter is here. It is a Ross Tucker Wednesday.
Yes.
Can't wait to talk to Ross at the top of the hour. Boy, we have a lot of things to get into this morning. There's a we all know what's going to happen this weekend. But there's a massive game tonight in South Philadelphia. Nice appetizer before Sunday. Joel Embiid versus Ben Simmons.
Maybe.
We'll get into that later in the show.
Joel.
A San Francisco player, yes, of the 49ers, is in trouble with the law. May not play on Sunday. We'll get into that shortly. We have the prize wheel, and I'll fill you in on what the prize wheel topic is in just a moment. Rhea, however, I am sensing something. I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. So listening to this very radio station, ever since the Eagles' victory Saturday night over the Giants 38-7, many callers and some of our colleagues here, hosts, already have the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I mean, they're there already. It's already
winning the NFC Championship game.
No, that's already happened. Listen, it's a foregone conclusion. They've already won it. They've made their plans for Arizona when, in fact, there is still a game to be played. Now, let me just make it clear. There is no reason not to be confident. You're the number one seed. You dismantled the Giants last week. But this is, by far, the biggest challenge they have faced all season. You would agree with that, right?
Well, yeah, it's the NFC Championship game.
But in terms of quality of the opponent, this is by far their biggest challenge.
It's the one that everybody was pointing to.
Yes,
kind of around
right.
Mid-season.
These are the two best teams all year long, and it happens that they're going to meet up to represent the conference in the Super Bowl, which is wonderful from that perspective.
There's a very simple reason why people feel so good about it.
Why is that?
Well, two. One, it's home. That makes a huge difference.
Okay.
You know, they played a day later, the 49ers, and they've got to fly here.
And they've
got
to fly here. They have to fly here from the West Coast.
So they lose a day, you know, in the air.
They lose a day in the air. I mean, there's a way to compensate that when you have this much time in between games as opposed to, you know,
however, it's very
sport.
Simple for me.
What's that?
The Eagles have Jalen Hurts and they have Brock Purdy.
Well, hold on a minute. Before we get into all the details of that, this is why when I speak of overconfidence, or the Eagles have already won, the game hasn't happened yet. This is the first time the Eagles are facing a team that almost matches with them offensively. And San Fran did it with three different quarterbacks. This is the first time the Eagles are facing a team that can almost match them defensively. San Fran has owned.
I don't think they can match them defensively. Not along the defensive line.
Maybe not along
Bosa,
the defensive. Bosa has 18 and a half sacks.
The Eagle. And what does Hassan Reddick have? 16? 17?
I forget what it is.
17 maybe?
And yeah, slightly less.
Three others have joined him in the double-digit category of sacks.
Who has the advantage at linebacker?
Oh, they do.
They do.
Oh, yeah,
no question. When I say talent-wise, overall.
Eagles have the advantage in the secondary.
They have the advantage in the secondary. San Fran has owned the turnover battle this season. That's one of the reasons they've been so successful. And for the first time,
it's easy when you're playing Dak Prescott. Well,
for the first time, this Eagles coaching staff is facing an opponent, coaching staff wise, that plays chess, not checkers. Like Kyle Shanahan and his crew are very good. There's a reason they are where they are.
They're also timid. They don't take chances.
They are more reserved. Yes, yeah. You're absolutely right. They go with the, at times they go with the more obvious decision.
Weren't
versus
you shocked
the
by
box.
Some of the decisions they made in that game? Punting.
Yes, and I wonder how much of that plays into the quarterback, perhaps being a rookie. Some other factors, which we'll certainly get into. But the one thing I have noticed, catching up and watching a handful of San Francisco games and playing catch up this past week. They can adjust in the moment with a offensively or defensively, unlike a lot of the Eagles' opponents where it takes an entire half or they're just unable to adjust. And because they have so much talent, it's one of the reasons they were the number two seed in the NFC. Now, nothing about this game, in my opinion, is going to be easy. I have the utmost confidence in my Eagles, don't get me wrong, but what I have heard, in my opinion, Rhea, it's crazy.
What's crazy?
The overconfidence. Like
you have San the best Fran, team in Pitt, the you Pitt. Have the best team in the NFL. Why shouldn't you be confident? This is the same thing that I dealt with last week. Mm-hmm. When everybody, I was shocked driving in. I didn't realize that Urim had actually picked the Giants. He is an idiot.
Well, I mean, he's also we're still debating whether he's human. I believe he runs on motor oil.
We're so not sure about that. But everybody was scared of the Giants, and there was no reason. The Eagles were far superior. I'm not saying the Eagles are far superior to the 49ers, mm-hmm. but you should be confident. You have the best team in the
NFL. All
right,
how about this? Lack of respect for the 49ers.
Well,
maybe that's more proper. Lack of respect to the point where I've heard some of our colleagues here in other day parts, you know, it's like, what are you doing for Arizona? I don't know. I'm already looking at restaurants. It's like, hello, can we play Sunday first before we can start planning these things? That's a huge problem.
I don't think it's a problem. I think it's a good thing.
The Eagles are the number one seed, as Rhea pointed out. They're 14
and 3. They have Jalen Hurts.
Now 15 and 3. They have Jalen Hurts. They have a team with four players who had double-digit sacks, first team ever in the history to do that. Greatest wide receiver tandem in franchise history for a single season. So there's so many things pointing.
And they're going to feast on Sunday, I believe.
You think so?
I think that's got to be the game plan.
This is going to be an interesting show this morning. Question for one and all. Rhea has no problem with the feeling of overconfidence. Like, you should be.
I don't think it's overconfidence.
All right. Well, I'm curious how everybody's thoughts. Are you sensing overconfidence going into Sunday? I am. And it doesn't mean I feel the Eagles are going to lose. I don't want anyone to overlook said opponent thinking they've already punched their ticket. Now, we should also note as we start the show, there is a player on the 49ers that is currently in the news for all the wrong reasons. Charles Omenihu, who is a very good defensive end for San Fran, reportedly committed a crime yesterday. Mike Garofalo broke the news.
Yesterday afternoon, Charles Omenihu's girlfriend called police to respond. By the way, San Jose Police was the responding police department, and she claims that he threw her down during an argument. Officers did not observe any visible injuries, but she did complain of arm pain. She refused medical treatment, so Omenihu was arrested on a suspicion of misdemeanor domestic violence. The 49ers said they are aware of the situation and gathering facts. So no indication regarding his status for this weekend's NFC Championship game to this point.
So, Rhea, we don't know yet, but according to this report, mm-hmm. he celebrated a playoff win by reportedly pushing around his girlfriend. Yeah. Sounds like a swell guy.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So, we don't know yet the status of him, but he is impactful. He's had many sacks this season for San Fran. He's part of their defensive rotation. So if he was not there, it's...
Well, he hasn't been charged. He was arrested, but not charged.
He was arrested.
That's how they'll get away with it.
Reading the police report, he posted bail, and as of right now, it doesn't appear to be...
I had to give her an emergency protection order.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal. My first reaction after saying low life, you know, there's no way he plays on Sunday, but as of right now, he will. I don't understand how that's possible. 215-592-9494. Ooh, it's Wednesday. Prize wheel. Even though yesterday, 10 a.m., Rhea, it was a needle in a haystack, shot in the dark.
Tickets.
If you had a laptop, your cell phone, a tablet, an iPad, you pulled out all your electronic devices in hopes. Is that what it was, 2,000 tickets?
That's what I think. Oh, I think that was the only thing that was available.
65,000 seats at Lincoln Financial Field for the NFC Championship game. Roughly around 2,000 were available for purchase. Well, so as you can imagine, it was an impossible ticket to get for almost everyone. Well, I figured, you know, prize wheel Wednesday, why not? With that in mind, go back to any point in time. Could be a sporting event, could be a concert, it could be something in history. If you were able to buy tickets for an event in history, what would it be? Get your spin on the prize wheel. Look at some of these prizes we have this morning. We got a $50 Visa gift card to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Ooh, we got the Eagles It's a Philly Thing beanie.
I gave it to my mailman yesterday.
The beanie?
Yeah, the beanie. He's very happy.
You have a good rapport with your mailman?
Oh, God, yes. He's always got a smile on his face.
I feel it's like an odd relationship to have, isn't it? It's like, it's one way.
With my Judy doesn't care, but with my previous dogs, you know, every day they were just racing towards the door, losing their minds. I'm like,
so it was
didn't catch them again.
An apologetic relationship that you
had. No, because they were never getting out the door. Judy pays no attention. She's too busy sleeping.
Well, one of our many prizes is that Philly Thing beanie. We got gift cards to Boston Market. We got WIP prize pack, Captain Chuckie's, Philly Pretzel Factory, which we know Rhea Hughes loves. I'm not sure if you're going to be eating any Philly soft pretzels today.
The lower braces on yesterday. It's not been a good time. A lot of soup.
A lot of soup.
Yeah. So I just want to let people know, I said to John Johnson this morning, I'm so hungry because all I had yesterday was soup because I got the bottom braces on. He goes, I got some cashews if you want them.
Well, clearly I'm an idiot, so.
Just give me something harder.
Please put
that
as the disclaimer first. Yeah, I also have some almonds if you like some almonds.
Thank you, yes.
All right, let's head to the phones. Gary's on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, morning, John. Morning, Rhea. How are you?
Morning.
Oh, what's up, Gary?
Oh, everything's good, you know, Johnny. You're not confident?
No. Here's the thing, Gary. You have every right to be confident. We know what the Eagles did in the regular season. We know what Jalen Hurts did, among other players. Having said that, this is the toughest matchup they have had to face all season. I don't mean just because it's the NFC Championship game, but because of the quality of the opponent. And it certainly appears by many indications that most have already punched their ticket before the game is even played.
Vacation in Arizona. Perfect time.
Wait a minute, Gary. Where are you?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
All right. Are you planning your vacation already for Arizona? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
There's a slight possibility.
Oh man. All right. Well, hold on. Slight possibility. Does that mean you are waiting until you see the final score on Sunday before you try to make said reservations?
That and I have connections out there, so.
Oh, no, but you are speaking my language now. You are not going to go overboard like many have. They already have their reservations, and they have their hotel, and they're trying to secure Super Bowl tickets at this moment in time. The game hasn't been played yet. You, Gary, are waiting to officially know whether they're in or not before you do so.
Right. I have family out there, so I got places to stay.
Oh, that's a huge bonus, too, having family out there.
That's a real big bonus. But now you mentioned something about don't disrespect the Niners.
Yeah.
What about all the disrespect the Eagles got all year long?
Fair point. Very fair. They always were the second, third, fourth, fifth story in the NFL each and every week, even though they had the best record the entire way. You're right.
Exactly. I mean, it's you know, I don't know. I think it's going to be a really good game. You're in a conference championship. You want the two best teams.
As much as the build-up for Dallas would have been tremendous, I'm actually more excited that it's Eagles-Niners because, as you said, it's the two best teams squaring off to represent the conference, which is awesome.
But you're forgetting one thing.
What's
that? You got one major fact in this game.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in hell a seventh-round rookie is coming into the league and winning.
Oh, I'm glad. You know, Gary, I'm going to get you a spin first. I'm going to get into that. Gary, you are guaranteed a prize. If you had the ability to purchase tickets for any event in history, what would it be?
I'm going back to Miracle on Ice.
The Miracle, 1980, Lake Placid. That would be a wonderful choice. Get you a spin on the prize wheel. Number 6, Gary, congratulations. You won, Philadelphia Eagles, it's a Philly thing beanie, which you can purchase at any Philadelphia Eagles pro shop.
When the Eagles were in the NFC Championship game against Arizona, what, 10, 11 years ago?
2009?
Maybe, yeah. I actually purchased a flight before the game to Florida, because I believe it was...
Was that the Miami?
It was either Miami or Tampa. I think it was Tampa where the Super Bowl was going to be. And then I had to switch it to my spring training flight. It was very disappointing.
Well, at least you were able to, you know, get credit and move it to something else.
I was looking at hotels. You know, I had everything planned.
Well, good thing it wasn't in Phoenix.
No.
You know, I mean, then you would have been like, oh, okay, let's go see the desert.
Yeah.
and just wallow, Rich in Harrisburg's on WIP. Hey, Rich.
How you doing?
Doing good, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that Arizona game. Let me tell you, I think we're going to get past this one. We're going to get past it really well.
Now, hold on there, Rich. This is the conversation I was expecting to have. There are many fans like yourself who are, they're going to beat the San Francisco 49ers, and they're going to be in the Super Bowl. Do you think, as a result, we are lacking respect for what the Niners are capable of?
No. No, I don't think so. I think that we really have to give them credit for being where they are, and that they have a quarterback that has defied the odds and made a really good game of it for his team.
Now, Richard,
we can't be overconfident. But I think we've got the people that can do it. We've got the people that get it into the backfield, and I think that's the ticket for the game.
Rich, how much of this confidence? We know what their regular season record was, but how much of this confidence stems with how they beat the Giants? Stems from?
Oh. A lot.
And that's reasonable.
This leads into one of my concerns.
Yeah, the Giants aren't on the same level as the 49ers.
They're a patsy.
We know that.
The Giants are a patsy. The Eagles had the advantage over every possible roster position to manhandle the Giants. And it's not to take away what the coaching staff did and all, but it was so incredibly lopsided for a number of reasons. I don't want that to impede the vision of Eagles fans into thinking San Fran will be along the same lines. Rich, did you have a trivia question?
Look what they did with the Washington team, because
yeah.
I don't know what it was. I don't know if you guys figured that out either.
Rich, did you have a trivia question?
Well, I do.
What's that?
Basically, it's not a trivia question. What it is a riddle for you guys. And I think it's an original riddle, and I think that it's something that a real Philadelphian would find fairly easy.
All right. What is it?
Okay. And you got to think, this comes from an 86-year-old blind guy, former Inquirer reporter who grew up in Manayunk.
Oh, nice.
All right. This will be good.
Okay. What do the Philadelphia String Bands and the Philadelphia Eagles have in common?
They're both going to go down Broad Street?
Well, I'm hoping that, but I'm saying what do they have in common right now?
Now, hold on a minute, Rich. Do we have audio to support, aid with this trivia? What's our audio clue?
Hungry dogs run faster, and that's the scene.
So you're going to have a Kelsey in the Mummers outfit? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Rich?
That's what I'm saying, but what do they have most in common?
What's that? I give up.
Okay, now just think of this.
Mm-hmm.
Picture those string bands going down Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind of sound do you hear?
It's the banjo that they generally use.
But the Philadelphians really know the sound better.
Yeah,
Golden Slippers. What's the other instruments you hear?
I give up. Tell us, Rich.
Okay. The thing they have most in common is that they both have lots of sax players.
Damn it.
Ba-dum-bum.
We need a rim shot on that one. Rich, that was a good one. I didn't know, I didn't realize there was such a punchline. That's Rich's. Rich, let me get you a prize. I need, you can purchase tickets to any event in history. What would it be?
I think it would be the last Super Bowl.
Oh, the Eagles Super Bowl?
There you go.
In Minnesota. Yeah, I'll get you a spin on the wheel. Hang in there, Rich. I thought you were going to go another route there in history. Number four, congratulations. You won a pair of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show, which is the 28th through February 5th at the Philadelphia Convention Center. Tickets are available at phillyautoshow.com. 215-592-9494. Everyone hold. Hang tight. We're going to get to your calls also. On the other side, even though the Eagles had the best record in the entire NFL this season, trounced their first opponent, the 49ers are better at the most important position. Stay tuned for that. It's 6:19.
Make some midweek magic with Light the Lamp Wednesdays at BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Place a $25 wager on any NHL player to score a goal on Wednesday, and you'll automatically receive $2 in free bets for every goal scored in the game, up to $16 in free bets. Just log into your account or download the app and sign up with BetMGM to get started. Then opt into the Light the Lamp Wednesdays promotion to receive a $2 free bet for every goal scored in the game, regardless of your prop bet's outcome. Take
.625. Welcome back to the WIP show, morning show, everybody. John Johnson, Rhea Hughes, Ava Graham, Joe Wechter, and boy, wait till you hear our first Twitter poll question. You're going to think at first this is a ridiculous question. How dare you?
Well, you're here, so it will be.
It is.
Thank you. But wait till you hear what is said afterwards. Ava Graham, good morning.
Good morning, John.
What is our first Twitter poll question?
I'd like to clarify that John Johnson did indeed write this question.
And I believe spelling is correct. Thank you.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Chevy Equinox month, January, means huge savings on every Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. Who has the advantage at quarterback, Eagles or 49ers?
Rhea Hughes.
I refuse to answer because it's too dumb.
All right, I'll just say all four of us, no doubt about it. Of course, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, let me just tell you something right now. All of us are wrong. We are all dead wrong. In fact, it's not the Eagles at all. And for evidence of this, we need to go to the national media because they clearly know more than we do. And, you know, we watch the games.
Really?
They do not. And a show that's been on the air for, I think, over a quarter century now. I think they celebrated their 25th anniversary. Pardon the interruption. On the four-letter network, the one and only Michael Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser going back and forth. Their first topic was who has the advantage at quarterback. Listen to what Wilbon says.
Wilbon, do you see the Eagles having a significant advantage at quarterback?
No. Huh. No. Huh. The other guy, huh? The rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, he's undefeated. He hadn't lost a game. Right. So nobody has an advantage over him. And it's not 2-0. I think it's 7-0. No, I don't.
Rhea, what the hell was that?
Wilbon has always been a Philadelphia hater. Always.
Jalen Hurts is 15-1 as a starter this year.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy, 7-0. It's incredible what he's doing. Don't get me wrong. But because of that, he takes Purdy, that the Eagles do not have an advantage over the 49ers at quarterback? This is ridiculous.
They have a clear advantage. He was the MVP before he got hurt. Just see what the New Orleans Saints were able to do against the Eagles without him.
Well, but Rhea, what you heard Wilbon say, you're going to hear echoed throughout the course of the remainder of this week by many national morons who are claiming that the Eagles really don't have an advantage. That Brock Purdy doing is, you know, will never be replicated again. And in fact, what he's doing may even be better than what Jalen Hurts has accomplished this season.
They also all had Daniel Jones as the greatest quarterback ever because of what he was able to do against that Minnesota defense.
This is true. So
and then what did he do against the Eagles? Zero.
He looked like a chump. Yeah. And right now, the major talking point at our sister station right now up in New York is what to do with Daniel Jones. Do you keep him or move on from him? It's amazing what 1 week will do. Rob in Doylestown's on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to speak a little bit about Scott Rolen.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute, Rob. So don't get me wrong. This is topical. This is news from yesterday. Eagles playing a championship game. They're belittling our quarterback. The Sixers have a massive game tonight. And a guy who only spent a few years in Philadelphia and hated it here is who you want to talk about.
He didn't hate it here until he got until Curt Schilling got in his ear and forced Ed Wade to get rid of him. And he's going in the Hall of Fame, and that's a significant thing.
It is a significant thing. Rob, but if he goes in, it's probably going to be as a Cardinal, right?
Maybe even Cincinnati. I don't know.
Right. Yeah,
they didn't care for him either. He was an elite third baseman. He absolutely was. I just didn't care for him.
Yeah, I mean,
I just didn't care for
this
him.
This isn't to downplay his accomplishments, Rob. I mean,
I'm not sure. Like, there is a question about, you know, whether it took him six tries to get in.
Yeah, and it's the lowest
score.
I guess score you could have in order to have just enough percentage to get in. But Rob, he did get in.
Yeah, I mean, he was a phenomenal player.
He's not even on the Phillies Wall of Fame. It's a shame that he gets in ahead of Dick Allen.
Yes, I mean, that's a whole other conversation to be had. And Rob, he's part of a forgotten era of Phillies baseball. And some say, thank God it's a forgotten era, because it was many forgettable years where they just hung in purgatory or, you know, just below 500. But yeah, I mean, he's played 18. Rob, I couldn't believe this. I had to double check.
It was 18.
18 yeah. seasons. That yeah. I had no idea it was that many, but only seven of them were with the Phillies.
Well, I'm glad he's going in with Crime Dog. I love the Crime Dog.
Yeah, McGriff. Yeah, well, you know, he's getting in, so congratulations to him. But, you know, Rob, I don't think there will be many Phillies fans attending the ceremony.
I don't think so.
Rob, let me get you a spin on the wheel, though. You have a chance to purchase tickets to any event in history. Could be sports, could be a concert, anything. What would it be?
The Beatles in New York.
The Beatles in New York. You told me somebody on the rooftop, like their final performance
no,
on top of
that? That was in England.
Oh, that was in England. That's right. That was in England. All right. Hang on. Shea Stadium. Hang in there, Rob. Number three, congratulations. You won a Philadelphia Eagles. It's a Philly thing beanie, which you can purchase at any Philadelphia Eagles pro shops. Juan's on WIP. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Jansen. Good morning, Rhea.
Morning.
Hey, I just want to say thank you. I believe in superstition, and the fact that you're not bullish on the Eagles against the San Francisco 49ers bodes well.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I will take a bow for one and all.
Prince of Darkness.
As to be the only one who says, everybody calm down just a little bit. Don't purchase your tickets until you officially know they're in.
But I'm super confident because of how Brock Purdy played against Dallas. Think about how much pressure he was under, and think about he only scored one touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Cowboys' defense, although far from great, is a good defense. Showed
exactly.
It gave kind of a blueprint of how the Eagles can start and defending what San Fran can do. You're right.
And Jalen Hurts doesn't turn the ball over. Do you realize if Dak Prescott throws one less interception,
yeah.
we'd probably be playing the Cowboys?
You're right.
Rather than San Fran?
You're right. But Juan, let me flip this a little bit. The pressure that Jalen Hurts will receive from the 49er defense is unlike any team he has faced this year either. So
but they barely got any pressure against Dak Prescott, and the Eagles have a better offensive line.
Okay. No, these are all fair points. To my point, is it okay to just not look past them just yet?
Hey, listen, you've been doing it all year, so you can not look past them. But other Eagles fans, yeah, I think we're a better team, and I think Brock Purdy is going to fold under pressure.
So, Juan, then what the hell is Wilbon talking about?
Wilbon doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He's just talking to get clicks. That's all.
All right, let me get you a spin. Eagles tickets impossible to get for Sunday's game. You can purchase tickets to anything in history. You're instantly transported there. What tickets would you buy?
Can I go into the future and go to Phoenix?
Oh, do we want to go? No, let's go past. I'll give you one more chance. We want to go past, Juan. Into the past.
Andy Reid's final game as an Eagle.
Oh, God, it was terrible.
Oh, man. What do you want to be in hell? Oh, my God. You know what? I'll give you a spin because, you know, I guess that still qualifies. Number 6. Well, there you go. You got a Keith Jones autographed card. Fits the prize.
I think you could have got into that. Wasn't it like a New Year's Day?
I don't even remember.
Something maybe against Washington.
Were they 4-12 that year? Was that? I can't.
Maybe.
It's amazing how quickly time goes by. You forget what their record was in that final season. But yeah, I mean, Andy was here 3 years too long. Everybody knew it was time after his 10th season. He was there, what, 14?
Yep, 4-12.
4-12. Oh, my God. What a forgettable. Yeah, thank goodness. Yeah, that farewell tour was, yeah, that couldn't have come soon enough. Jim and Clementon's on WIP. Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
Doing John? Good, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hello, Rhea.
Hello.
John, you're doing the same thing you did last week. Moaning and groaning.
No, get him, Jim.
No, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute there, Jim. In hindsight, you may have been right. The Giants, they were patsies.
There's no you may have been right.
All right, okay.
They crushed them.
All right, thank you, Jim. You were right. Everybody else was right. I was wrong. Now, to compare to suggest that the 49ers are along the same wavelength as the Giants, I think would be grossly incorrect. You agree with me there, right?
I guess so. All right.
Jim, are you the 49ers? There are much better than the Giants. That's not a debatable thing. Because of that, and it's not like I don't lack confidence in the Eagles. However, they have not faced an opponent like this before, and on this stage where San Fran can match them at many positions, and certainly on the coaching staff. You still feel we can just overlook them?
I'm not overlooking anybody, but San Francisco, I think, has one advantage over the Eagles, and that's their linebackers. Yeah. Other than that, we're better, or at least even with them, and we're way better at quarterback. Not even close.
I mean, Brock Purdy's had an incredible season, but to speak to my confidence, as simplistic as this may sound, Jim, I cannot envision a rookie quarterback flying across the country playing in an environment he's never played in before in Philadelphia, and having success against a defense he's never faced before, who led the NFL in sacks.
Exactly, we have an extra day rest. Mm-hmm. They're traveling across country, and once again, we have a much better quarterback.
Yeah.
We have the great home team crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we got this game.
I hope you're right, Jim. You can go anywhere in history. You can purchase tickets to an event. Where are you going?
You know what? I was thinking I'd like to go see the first Allie Fraser fight.
Ooh.
Oh, man, that's a tremendous one. Hang in there, Jim. Number 5, which is congratulations, a $50 gift card to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com for a location nearest you.
Just real quick on the 40. If Tony Pollard doesn't get hurt, do you think Dallas wins that game?
Wow.
I mean, because if you look at it, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott looked done.
Yeah, he's a highly paid
for 26 yards.
Situational back now.
And you know, they got blown up on that last play, but Pollard was huge. That was a massive loss.
That was
for
a big loss, yeah, and he's having surgery. He's going
to
be out.
He only won 19-12.
And the game, right. You know, fair point, Rhea Hughes. 215-592-9494. All right, how about this? On the other side, Rhea, I got to get into this.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I could never say Monday morning, maybe even Tuesday morning, but this morning I have to at least discuss it. Overconfidence is great and all, but do you want it from your head coach? All right, 6:42, top of the hour, Ross Tucker. It's a Ross Tucker Wednesday. We'll pick Ross's brain about, of course, Eagles 49ers, the AFC Championship, how the Eagles got here, what happened last week and the other games, and who the opponents could have been, and then square everything up, and he'll make his prediction by the end of our conversation, closer to the end of the show. Before Ross joins us, and I want to run through some calls in just a moment, Rhea, there's something I would like to talk to you about that I couldn't at the start of the week.
Is it negative?
Maybe logical. Well, Rhea, let me ask you this. What are your thoughts on trash talking and showboating? How do you feel about that in general?
I think it makes things fun.
It does make things fun. I would agree with you there. Now, to support said case, I love when certain players on my team trash talk and showboat. There's certain guys.
Have you seen what Eli Apple's been doing?
Oh my goodness. I'm well aware of what he's been doing.
I mean, he's over the top, trashing everybody.
And he's doing it, right. He's doing it not just in a game, but in every available.
On social media.
Social media, every time a media member puts a microphone in front of him. Well, on the Philadelphia Eagles, one of their bigger trash talkers, someone we absolutely love, Brandon Graham.
Yes.
For those who didn't hear this, this is the coin toss. The coin toss before Eagles Giants.
Woo! There they go. There they go. Oh, yeah, boy. We running right at you, 9-7. We right at you. And you love to run this way. Hey, hey. I'm on that throwing arm all day, hey.
Giants right here.
Yeah. We running right at you, 9-7. You look like you tired from this week. I hope you try to chip, boy. You gonna hurt yourself.
And then things only got more amped up once the game got underway. I love Brandon Graham.
Is the best. There's a great video. It's maybe from last year or before. And I think they were playing the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a break. You know, there's a time, probably a TV timeout. And Brandon is just running his mouth. I mean, he is just going hard. And Fletcher's just kind of standing there, not doing anything. And then Fletcher goes, then they're getting ready to line up.
Right.
He goes, all right, come on. And Brandon just keeps going. And Fletcher raises his hand. All right, let's go. And then finally goes, hey! And Brandon chills and goes, oh, I'm ready. I'm cool. Everything's fine. It's one of my favorite videos ever.
Brandon's awesome. And
that's how he motivates himself.
It's you're right. Yeah. And if you can back it up on top of that, go crazy. Yeah. Go nuts. And we love Brandon Graham for it, and he's had a tremendous season. I suppose showboating goes the same way. You can cast your opinion on how you feel about it. However, I do not expect any of that, Rhea, from my coach.
You want him to stand there like Reid?
I'm sorry, but this is not to take away from Nick Sirianni, the coach. But it bugged the hell out of me. When Nick Sirianni was doing that thing he did to the camera after they scored that touchdown, where he was mocking and showboating. He is supposed to be the sage, wise coach. No coach.
When does he come off like that?
No.
I bet you hate bat flips too.
No, I'm all right with bat flips if it's my team. But Rhea, no coach does that. It's not like this is a new, this is a new generation of coaches and he's just leading the way.
Have you seen Brian Daboll on the sidelines?
He
went off on one of his players once, like just killed him.
Well, that's a whole different. I'm talking about like showboating. I don't want my head coach showboating. I mean, but here's the: you beat the Giants for your first ever playoff win. You didn't manhandle some juggernaut.
It was a playoff win.
I know, but you had the upper hand at every possible roster position.
What is wrong with you?
Everyone thought you'd beat them anyway. You weren't the underdog in this game.
Eagles fans didn't bother them in the least.
No, no, I understand.
It's amazing to me that Nick Sirianni became the target of ire this week by people because of that, when nothing got said about Mike McCarthy, who shoved a cameraman.
No, you're right.
Is that the coach you want?
No, it's not the coach I want either. And it doesn't mean I hate Nick Sirianni or anything. It's just that bugged
it's
me,
who
man.
He is.
I hated seeing that all over social media and on the news headlines. I know that's who he is. I get it. It was a playoff win. You blew the doors off an opponent and were more dominant than most thought, including myself. I just the whole thing with the chain in the locker room, okay, great. Celebrate with your team. It's behind closed doors. Go for it. But Rhea, I don't like the
I'm public amazed
thing.
That in the heat of battle, you expect people to comport themselves like they're at the opera.
He's the head coach. I need him to be the stable, sage coach.
For them. It's what works for them, clearly.
Oh, boy.
They're in the NFC Championship game in his second year.
All right. Well, listen, I didn't like it. I like Nick the coach. I didn't like the showboating. Glenn in Center City's on WIP. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. Hey, the one thing about everybody saying the Eagles want to win, just let it play out. Because you'll get and for God's sakes, do not play that. Ain't no stopping us now record. Please do not play that record. Please do not play that record. Because you see what happened in 1980. Just let it play out and be humble.
That has a lot of bearing on this game.
Well, I mean, Glenn, I mean, if you're going to go, you could go a little more recent than that. I mean, we could go to 2002. We could do Eagles-Buccaneers. There's no way the Buccaneers are coming into Philadelphia and winning in the NFC Championship. Under 40 degrees. I mean, all the storylines, and we know how that ended.
Yeah, just let it play out. Let them play. And like, when teams blow out a team 1 week, and the following week the game is going to be close. You bet your bottom line is going to be a close game this week.
I think it's going to be too. See, Glenn,
play
see,
it, Joe.
Here we go. See, this,
there
Glenn,
we go.
This
play
is
it.
What happens, Glenn.
Oh, God.
There we go.
You know, two
bring it.
Two level-headed individuals like ourselves. You know, don't put the cart before the horse.
Are you level-headed when you're watching a game?
All the time.
Oh, please.
No reaction whatsoever. Stone face.
I want a camera in your house.
No, I have to have my children leave the room half the time. Glenn, let's get you a spin on the wheel. I need any event in history. Could be sports, a concert, a moment in history. If you could buy tickets to watch
it. I would have loved to have been at the USC-Texas National Championship game.
The U.S. Would you say USC-Texas National Championship game? Why that one?
Was that Vince Young and Mark Sanchez?
That was a nail biter.
Are you talking about the Vince Young Mark Sanchez one?
Yes.
Oh,
that was a great game.
That was a great game. Hey, hang in there. And he went on to say dream team, and that worked out well too.
Didn't that come? I think it came down to like the last. Who won? Did Vince Young win?
I don't know. All I remember is dream team. I forgot what ever happened prior to that. Congratulations, Glenn. You won a $50 Visa gift card. See what happens when you're level-headed like myself? You win prizes.
My favorite part about that whole dream team thing was the Eagles knew immediately it was bad because I got a phone call from somebody in PR like, no, that's...
Don't run with it.
Don't run with it. I go, don't run with it. Oh, my God. We're putting billboards up.
He didn't consult with us. Sean in Maryland's on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Rhea. Good morning, crew. How are you?
Doing good, Sean. How you been? Everything good?
Everything's great, man. Pumped up for the game this weekend. The matchup I want to see, and I am overconfident. I think we're going to take care of business. The matchup I want to see is Johnson versus Bosa.
Yeah.
I know Hurts is going to exceed Purdy, but I want to see that Johnson-Bosa matchup, and I want to see Lane take care of business and put this guy to bed.
Joey Bosa, he accounts for almost half of their sacks, I believe, Rhea.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
absurd.
What I'm saying. The Eagles are much more stacked along the line.
Yeah, I mean, Sean, a compromised Lane Johnson to whatever extent it is, although you would never know it watching last week's, he played 67 of the 70 snaps before being removed because it was a blowout. Sean, that's remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah, that dude's a warrior, plain and simple, and oftentimes doesn't get the acclaim that some of these other players get, particularly in the national media. But if I'm starting a line, I'm starting with Lane and Kelce for sure.
Now your attention, the immediate attention you're going to have is going to be to tonight in South Philadelphia. Is that right?
Yeah, that's going to be a good one, and I hope Joel plays because I think last year we got robbed of that matchup with Ben riding.
Expect it again tonight.
So, yeah,
so I would love to see how that plays out because Simmons is such a weasel.
Sean, let's get you a spin on the wheel. What's something in history if you could buy tickets to it? You'd purchase them.
Yeah, I immediately thought of this game because as a youngster, this is when I became an Eagles fan, and that was the 1980 NFC Championship game when we beat the Cowboys.
Eagles-Cowboys gets you a spin on the wheel. Number four, congratulations, another Keith Jones autograph card. Have fun with that one. Scott in the Northeast is on WIP. Oh, hang in there. Scott's on WIP. Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How you doing, Scott? Everything good?
Doing well. The last caller stole my thunder. I'm super confident in this game. My only concern is that Lane finishes the game. If he finishes the game, we will win this game. So, our offensive line will take care of them.
So,
but gotta.
No, I was gonna say, Scott, you have full confidence in everybody. Your X factor will be the health of Lane Johnson.
That's right. Yep. Just to make sure he gets through it. Much more physical team this week than last week. As long as he gets through this game, we win.
What do you think about Michael Wilbon saying the Eagles don't have an advantage at quarterback?
He's an idiot. I mean, how do you say a rookie quarterback? How do you say a rookie quarterback is better than the MVP of the league?
Yeah, Scott, I mean, Wilbon's always been a Philly hater to whatever extent. But logically, how can you possibly say that? The question posed to him is not to take away from what Brock Purdy has accomplished, but Hurts is the MVP of the NFL. He's not going to win it, but he should have been. If he didn't miss two games, he would have been handed the award. There's no logic behind that mindset.
completely agree.
All right, Scott. I need you, it was impossible. You didn't happen to buy Eagles tickets, did you?
You know, as funny as I tried, I had many devices going. It was impossible.
Yeah, only a handful did. Well, since you couldn't get them, there are other impossible tickets throughout the course of history. If you could purchase tickets to any of them, what would it be? Where would it be?
So, previous one was taken, I would say, the 2008 World Series game-clinching game.
Oh, game innings. Five, part two. Another number four. I got to spin this wheel and get the calibration back. Another Keith Jones autograph card. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Ross Tucker. The start of our Ross Tucker Wednesday. Can't wait to pick the brain of Ross, get his opinion. And, oh, by the way, maybe we should we play Michael Wilbon for Ross and just
absolutely
gauge his reaction?
Yes.
I can't wait for this. WIP Sports Time is 6:54.